You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, for our final story for the show, we have a report by Sam Smith.
Yes. How much do you know about Gibraltar, Mac?
Well, I hadn't actually heard of it until you did this story.
Well, it's becoming a bit of a touchy topic in the ongoing Brexit negotiations between Spain and the UK. A diplomatic dispute is brewing over this really small piece of land.
Very interesting. I'm sure we're about to learn much more.
Thank you. A scrap between Spain and the UK over the small territory of Gibraltar is beginning to overshadow Brexit negotiations after the European Council suggested giving Spain a veto over Gibraltar's future trade relations within the EU.
And at the centre of this custody dispute is Gibraltar, that has become the unwilling political pawn in this increasingly painful separation. Just days after Brussels was served with divorce papers from London, the European Commission has responded, and the message is loud and clear. This is going to get messy. It says it all here. These are the guidelines drawn up by EU leaders, and they state that the Brexit deal may end up not applying to Gibraltar.
Yes, the European Council has proposed giving Spain the power to veto any trade deal between Britain and the EU that involves Gibraltar. This would give Spain sway over the fate of the enclave once Britain has left the EU, meaning no agreement between the EU and UK may apply to Gibraltar without the consent of Spain. Gibraltar is a small 3-square-mile territory located 1,000 miles away from London on the southern tip of Spain that has been under British rule for more than 300 years. Spain has been trying to regain control of Gibraltar from the British since it ceded territory to Britain in 1713. While it has not made an explicit claim for the land as part of recent Brexit negotiations, Spain did issue a formal request in October for joint sovereignty over the British territory. It is the only piece of British land on the European continent, and despite being, well, British, its mild climate, mixture of languages, and relaxed lifestyle makes it feel a lot more like Spain than Britain. The European Council's proposal has sparked outrage in the UK, with one former politician even going as far as saying it could lead to war between Spain and the UK. In an interview, former Conservative Party leader Michael Howard compared the situation to the Falklands War of 1982, when then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher took Britain to war with Argentina after the South American nation took control of the Falkland Islands in an attempt to establish the sovereignty it claimed over them.
35 years ago this week, another woman Prime Minister sent a task force halfway across the world to defend the freedom of another small group of British people against another Spanish-speaking country. And I'm absolutely certain that our current Prime Minister will show the same resolve in standing by the people of Gibraltar.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has ruled out the possibility of war.
So are you ruling out war?
We're focusing on talking with the rest of the EU, starting the formal negotiations and ensuring that at the end of those negotiations we see a result that is going to be in the interests of the UK and in the interests of Gibraltar.
In a statement, May also said, "We will never enter into arrangements under which the people of Gibraltar would pass under the sovereignty of another state against their freely and democratically expressed wishes, nor will we ever enter into a process of sovereignty negotiations with which Gibraltar is not content." Downing Street also said that the UK remained committed in their support to Gibraltar, its people and its economy. Meanwhile, the Gibraltar Chief Minister Fabian Picardo is also not happy with the EU's suggestion. He says it is a disgraceful attempt by Spain to manipulate the European Council for its own narrow political interests.
Let's be very clear about what Spain is doing here. She is employing her unhealthy obsession with Gibraltar and bringing it to the table of a very complex negotiation already. The United Kingdom hasn't singled out any particular nationality or any particular issue for specific discriminatory treatment. It's included areas which require particular attention. But what the European Council has done by appearing to accept, at least for now, for the draft, the Spanish position in relation to Gibraltar is to allow Spain to single out unnecessarily and discriminate against the British people of Gibraltar. Spain might like to use Gibraltar as a political pawn. The European Council may have allowed Spain to put this issue in this current draft of the guidelines, but Gibraltar is not going to be a political pawn in Brexit, neither is it going to be a victim of Brexit.
That was Gibraltar Chief Minister Fabian Picardo. It is fair to say that most people in Gibraltar reject the idea of shared sovereignty with Spain, and in fact, in 2002, an overwhelming majority of 99% rejected this idea in a referendum. However, aside from the lingering issue of sovereignty, the implications of Brexit for Gibraltar are far more complicated, especially in the immediate future. The thing is, Gibraltar has strong ties to its Spanish neighbours, with many of those working in Gibraltar living across the border in the Spanish town of La Linea. EU membership guarantees an open border between Spain and Gibraltar, a border which is incidentally an airport runway. However, without it, there is no guaranteed access from Spain. This could ultimately prevent thousands of people from travelling to work or live in Gibraltar, and vice versa to Spain. This situation is made even more problematic, given that 96% of Gibraltar residents voted to remain in the EU in the Brexit referendum, despite the fact that in the 2002 referendum, 99% voted against the idea of shared sovereignty with Spain. So, given all this, they want EU membership, but not Spanish sovereignty. And you thought Brexit was complicated enough? Well, think again. Sam Smith, reporting for 95BFM News.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.